This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. Leonidas Kavakos is a three-generation Greek violinist who was very anxious to follow in his father's footsteps.
So I got one instrument as a present for Christmas under the tree when I was five. You can imagine for me that was something that practically as a child changed my life, because that became my absolute favorite toy. I was with a violin all day long, not really knowing how to play.
His grandfather was a folk fiddler. His father was a classically trained violinist. On his new recording, Leonidas Kavakos blends both of these worlds.
The main piece, of course, of the recording is a Brahms concerto. What is special in this case is that concerto is recorded with the orchestra that actually premiered the piece. The first performance of Brahms' violin concerto was in Leipzig from the Gewandhaus Orchestra, and with Brahms himself conducting, Joseph Joachim. And the way they play still is it's a very specific and very personal way. These were live performances that were recorded. Therefore, there was all this kind of excitement that one has in a concert, and this incredible energy that drives the music making into different levels. But on the same time, this was captured in a way that was quite wonderful in terms of sound and in terms of the hall in Gewandhaus is a fantastic hall. It was altogether a very special occasion that happened in a also very good timing.
Time is the best teacher, according to Leonidas. That's why now is the perfect time to record this Brahms violin concerto, a work he's lived with for nearly 30 years.
Having accumulated enough experience with it, that I'm quite sure with the structure and that I'm able to project all that kind of beautiful context through my playing and my collaboration with a great orchestra and a great conductor like Gewandhaus and Chailly.
As you listen to the final movement of the Brahms Violin Concerto, Leonidas says you'll hear how Ricardo Chailly captures the essence of the Hungarian folk dance.
What we tried to achieve in the last movement was definitely a very strong dancing spirit and a very, let's say, a very strong rhythmical approach.
Hungarian folk songs became the thread that ties this recording together. In addition to including a few Hungarian dances by Brahms, Leonidas includes two rhapsodies by Béla Bartók. Each rhapsody is built around different folk melodies that have been transcribed and transformed into classical music.
And the way that Bartók finds through these two worlds and to bring them together, I find that it is absolutely unique. But which is also carries an incredible message, because the main message of the folk music is the focus to human lives, human habits, human attitudes, human stories, human emotions. We actually need to not forget this kind of approach to life.
On his new recording featuring the works of Brahms and Bartók, Leonidas Kavakos shows you just how playing the violin and sharing classical music can be a life-changing experience. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.
Thank you.